More Idaho Matters right now. Have you been seeing more dandelions than usual at your local park? Well, there's a good reason for that. A couple of reasons, really. One, pesticides are often bad for the birds and the bees and for humans. And the city of Boise wants to cut down on how many chemicals they use on public spaces. Number two, dandelions are not evil. And the city is on a campaign to tell people how to find the beauty in this bright yellow flower. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Doug Holloway, the director of Boise Parks and Recreation, and Parks Resources Superintendent Sarah Arkel, to find out more about dandelions and parks and what pools are open this summer. Let's take a listen.
I particularly want to talk about upkeep of all that is green, but first, let's talk about pools. Which pools are going to be open?
So the pools are Bora Pool, which is located in Bora Park, Fairmont Pool, which is located adjacent to Fairmont Junior High, Ivy Wild Pool, which is over off of Boise Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the Natatorium and Hydro Tube, which is on Warm Springs Avenue, just behind Adams Elementary School.
Doug, with programming at the pools and now in the parks, you become a major employer this time of year. So talk to me about that and how are you with staff?
Well, and thanks for that question, George. Anytime we get an opportunity to plug openings that we have, we want to do it. And so we hire a tremendous amount of seasonal and temporary staff. Without them, it's very difficult for us to have to do our business during the summertime. It's extremely important to us. It's really our lifeblood that we're hiring a lot of, you know, high school students in the summer. We're hiring a lot of college students that are home for the summer. Just like any other employer, not just in Boise or in Idaho, but across the country, there are struggles in getting, you know, a lot of people hired. There is a labor shortage. We continue to see that. However, having said that, we do have enough hired that we're able to get our programming off the ground. We obviously would not be opening these four pools if we could not do it safely with the number of lifeguards and support staff that we need to maintain those safe environments that our kids are swimming in. So we have that, but the problem, George, happens as the summer goes on. There's a certain amount of attrition that we experience where, you know, kids are on vacation, they have other activities that are going on in their lives that take up what would normally be the work time that we need them out on the job. And so we need to backfill a lot of those positions and fill those gaps. And so that's where we need to continue that hiring process to make sure that we have enough folks in our system that we can make sure that we never have to close a program, close a pool, you know, cancel something that we have scheduled because of lack of staffing. We're probably somewhere about 55 to 60%, the last time I checked, George, on the total number of folks we need in our temp staffing, which is primarily in our recreation division, and our seasonal staffing, which is in Sarah's group, primarily on our park side. We're about 55 to 60% of what we need, we have hired. So we have enough to get off the ground. We just need to get some more. So if your listeners have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, neighbors, whomever, send them to our website at cityofboise.org/parks, and you can find all the information that we have for job openings and apply, and we'll put you to work.
Sarah Arkel, let's talk about parks and things that should be green. I have heard, but I would love to know some more detail on this, about your efforts to curb herbicides. Is that correct?
So we've had a few years to learn about, you know, how we can implement that on a broader scale. And this pesticide reduction program is part of a larger effort to have parks be healthy habitat, not only for pollinators or birds, but also healthy places for people to work in. And since 2020, we've reduced our pesticide use by almost 50%. And I think that that's something we can all be proud of as a community. Obviously, it does, you know, change the look. Sometimes we have to evolve our expectations. You will see more dandelions, maybe some more weeds in some of our parks. But again, all of that is built around making sure these places are healthy for pollinators, healthy for healthy habitat, and healthy for our people.
One of my all-time pet peeves is people who mow their grass a little too much, let alone the leaf blowers and the grass blowers that go with it. But am I correct in assuming, are you mowing lawns less?
Part of this pesticide reduction program was to allow grass to grow a little higher so that that plant can be more competitive against the weeds. So yes, we did reduce the frequency of mowing in some of these locations where we know we can, as a community, accept a little bit more change. And it's been very successful. I would say in the last 3 years, 3/4 of the feedback that we're getting about this pesticide reduction program has been positive. And because of that, we're trying to look for ways to expand it and make it more of a permanent operating procedure.
And for us to learn from you and from your colleagues, I've heard about this dandelion festival, which sounds like a pretty good idea, but what can you tell us about that?
We are so excited about this festival. It will be the first of its kind in Boise, where we are celebrating a beleaguered and little known weed called the dandelion.
Yeah.
We have community partners. I'll give you the details on the event. It's on June 24th from 11 to 4 at Casha Park, and we'll have music and food. And most importantly, Woodland Empire will craft a specific ale and a specific root beer that includes dandelions.
Okay. But there's got to be some education in between us drinking this lovely root beer, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're partnering with the Jim Hall Foothills Learning Center, the Boise Urban Garden School, our volunteer division here at Boise Parks and Rec, and the Nature Conservancy. So kids and families can come down and learn about how dandelions can be a beneficial plant and maybe expand their understanding of how this weed, as we consider it, can participate in a healthy ecosystem.
Is there opportunity to water less?
Water our turf less?
No, yeah.
You know, we live in a high desert environment.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places, we have poor soils. So we try and look at all of the options on the table when we're managing these spaces to ensure that we're being sustainable. In some cases, you know, some parks may not need as much water as others, and we have the technology available to us to make those tweaks really on a daily basis, George. So if we get rain the night before or the day before, like we've been experiencing, we can adjust our watering schedules.
Sarah Arkell, my guess is you have one of the best jobs on the planet, but can I also assume that you, I mean, is your office pretty much, do you spend as much time in the parks as you do behind a desk?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I try and get out as much as absolutely possible, not only to see what we're doing in our parks, but how users are experiencing these spaces and to experience them kind of in conjunction with, you know, the residents of our town, make sure that we're still providing that exceptional level of service that we want to provide.
Doug Holloway, I'm certain I'm not the first to tell you this, but on the very short list of things where we start comparing ourselves to almost any other place, parks is pretty high on that list.
Oh, no question, George. You know, I don't think certainly a week doesn't go by, and I almost want to say multiple times a week, I talk to someone in our community that has either just moved here or has been here for 3 or 4 or 5 years, or is a longtime resident that complements the work that our leadership, our mayors, current mayor, mayors in the past, our city councils, the commitment that they have made to that quality of life piece that your park system, your park and recreation system brings to a community. That sense of belonging, that sense of belonging to a community is so important. And it's really centered around a quality, first-class, world-class park and recreation system. And so they insist that it's maintained that way. And that's what we do. We want safe, affordable, and accessible programming all throughout our system. And it's a double-edged sword, George, because then I have people say, stop doing such a great job with the park system, Sarah Arkell, because people are moving here and they want to be here and they're contributing to growth. And so, and it's like, well, the growth is actually not bad necessarily,
right?
Because as Sarah could point out to you, all of our capital development is really driven by impact fees, which are fees that are paid because of growth. And so having a world-class system comes with some great benefits as well.
And there's nothing wrong with more smart, healthy people.
Couldn't agree more.
And that was Doug Holloway, the Director of Boise Parks and Recreation, and Parks Resources Superintendent Sarah Arkell, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Boise's first Dandelion Festival kicks off June 24th at Casha Park. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.